This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It has been a tale of two social media sites. In a time when big news was breaking everywhere, Facebook was awash in buckets of ice water.
To you all who've challenged me, I do not think it's presidential for me to be splashed with ice water, so I'm simply going to write you a check. Ow!
That check is for me. I don't want to ruin my hairstyle.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura, among the thousands who took the ALS challenge, contribute $100 to ALS or take a bucket of ice water over the head. Meanwhile, over on Twitter, the trending topic at the same time was hashtag Ferguson. It was on Twitter you were getting hard news, a lot of it from the scene of the unrest in that St. Louis suburb where an unarmed teen was shot by a police officer. And then it felt like there was too much news on Twitter.
I call on my friends, family, and loved ones to rise up against my real killers, the U.S. government.
That's the beginning of the gruesome execution of James Foley at the hands of ISIS. Here to talk about these two social media phenomena and what they mean for our personal information downloads is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, first, why the difference in news feeds on Facebook and Twitter, ice buckets versus Ferguson news?
Well, they're different platforms. Facebook delivers information to us with an algorithm, and that algorithm is tailored to what we have done in the past on Facebook and what our friends do on Facebook. So news on Facebook actually doesn't spread very quickly unless there is a visual element to it or a super emotional element to it. So hashtag Ferguson, that just didn't stick on Facebook. Twitter is an unfiltered medium. You see what other people post, and you see it in the order that they posted it. The only choices you have on Twitter are who to follow and who not to follow. On Twitter, you tend to get more breaking news.
Is this a problem in any way?
Well, it's a problem if you rely only on Twitter or only on Facebook for your news. If you're only going to Facebook or you're predominantly going to Facebook, you are going to miss a lot of breaking important subjects. If you're only going to Twitter, you're probably going to get the feeling that there's always breaking news, that there's always this sense of urgency. So neither one is a perfect medium for news. In fact, you know, among Americans, according to Pew, about 30% of people turn to Facebook for a predominant source of news. Only about 8% turn to Twitter. So this isn't something that all Americans do.
Is there such a thing as too much social media news, as in hard news, as in a video of a beheading?
You know, that was a seminal moment for Twitter. Twitter is considered an unfiltered medium. That means that there's no gatekeeper. Yet, Twitter has taken that video off of everybody's feed, and they have banned all of the users who have insisted on posting it. I'm not saying that everybody needs to see that video, but there's a certain democratic spirit to being able to post anything you want. Maybe Twitter needs another tool where people can, in a limited environment, post highly disturbing content. I'm not sure, though.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. Is this ice bucket thing over?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Way too clever and funny for it to be over.